Welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
In this podcast, we'll have honest conversations about sexuality. We offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question at pleasuremechanics.com or by calling 302 in touch and leaving a message. Today we're going to talk about what to do when you're not in the mood for sex. Chris is going to get us started by reading us a question from one of our listeners.
So Tina wrote in, "My husband wants sex way more often than I do, but when I tell him I'm not in the mood, he feels rejected and avoids me for days. I don't want to have sex when I'm not in the mood, but I also don't want to screw up my marriage. Any suggestions?"
Well, we totally encourage you not to have sex when you don't feel like it. It's really important that we are honest about saying yes when we feel like it and saying no when we don't. Having sex when you don't feel like it leads to inauthentic sexual relationships, resentment builds up, and doesn't do anyone any favors.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a really common thing for one partner to have more of a sex drive during specific phases. And it's not always the guy. And I think our sex drive and libido changes throughout our life in response to the other demands we have in our lives. You know, if you're caring for an elderly parent, you might not be in the mood for sex for months on end, and your partner might be more up for it. Health concerns, injuries, stress at work, dealing with children, money troubles, all of these things can contribute to a lowered sex drive. So I think it's really important for couples to come up with strategies to manage mismatched libidos without pushing one another away. So I'm really glad you asked this question. And in this episode, we're going to give you several strategies and alternatives to intercourse so you can maintain intimacy while also respecting your body's boundaries and only having sex when you're in the mood for it and being really honest about what you're up for and communicating with your partner about that.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that there's so many ways we can connect as humans. And erotic touch has a really large spectrum of activities that we can do.
Yeah, I think we often get stuck in the porn model of kiss, kiss, lick, lick, suck, suck, fuck, fuck, right? Like there's this script that whether or not we're conscious of it, a lot of couples fall into. So what we want to encourage you to do is blow open your ideas of what is possible when you connect intimately with your partner and start exploring a wider range of activities and ways of reaching climax and ways of sharing pleasure together so that if you're not in the mood for intercourse, you can still be up for some sort of intimacy.
And it's important to remember that intercourse itself is an intense act. The female body needs to be incredibly warmed up to take that kind of penetration and really enjoy it. And sometimes that gets stepped over, which I think is why so many women request more foreplay. It's like we instinctively know this, that the body needs to be fully prepared to have it be a pleasurable act. So if we respect the act of intercourse, you can enjoy it when you're in the mood, but find other ways of interacting and connecting when you're not.
Yeah, so let's run through some scenarios. So let's say for a moment that you are not really in the mood to be touched at all. You don't really feel like having an orgasm, but your husband is raring to go. What are your alternatives? So in that case, we're going to suggest getting excited about pleasuring him with just your hands. Giving a guy a hand job is an act that is often kind of scoffed at as this like middle school activity that, you know, a lot of women say like, you know, guys masturbate, they know exactly what they want. How will I ever be able to do it better? But we as women know the difference between touching ourselves and being touched by our lover. Like it's a whole different experience when someone else is touching you. And hand jobs can be one of the most amazing ways to stimulate men and keep them in a prolonged state of arousal and lavish them in tons of pleasure without having to have any sort of penetration of your own body. So if you are up for giving him pleasure, then start exploring manual stimulation. We have a whole video guide on hand jobs that will teach you how to use your hands to touch his penis in some really amazing ways. And in fact, give him kinds of stimulation and sensations that are unavailable in any other sex act. And that's really important to remember so hand jobs don't become this second tier alternative, but a really amazing experience that's, you know, fantastic on its own. The hands are incredibly dexterous and strong and sensitive, and using your hands in creative ways, you can create really fantastic sensations. Just to give you a teaser, one of my favorite strokes we cover in the video guides creates the sensation of endless penetration by making your hand into kind of a tight hole and hand over hand letting his penis penetrate that hole of your hands. And it literally can feel like he's endlessly penetrating a tight hole. And what guy wouldn't want to experience that, right? So think about really developing your hand job skills so you can use that as an alternative for those moments where you're up for some sort of intimacy and ready to give him pleasure, but you don't yourself want to be touched. And a lot of guys would love that as an alternative to intercourse and just be able to lie back and receive your touch and get off. And that's a fantastic tool to have in your toolkit for a long-term relationship.
And as we mentioned in episode 2 of our podcast, hand jobs are also an incredible way of creating an extended experience of arousal for him. You can build up his arousal, and then you spread it all over the body, and then you come back to the penis and build up arousal again. So you create a journey of sensation for him, which has peaks and valleys, and creates such an incredible amount of arousal. And it is normally more than somebody can hold during intercourse. So it does create an entirely new experience of pleasure for him.
As a bonus, when he starts learning how to prolong his arousal, he'll be able to last longer in other sexual encounters, which may be a win-win situation for both of you.
So all of that is a great idea if you want to be in control of his sexual experience and give him tons of pleasure. But another option, if you want to be a part of the sexual experience but you are happy for him to be in the driver's seat, is to encourage him to masturbate and to watch him or be a part of it in whatever way you feel like.
Yeah, you could, you know, lie on his chest and scratch his chest and suck on his nipples and nuzzle into his neck and kiss him while he strokes himself. And this is a great option if you are feeling just kind of too tired to participate more fully, but still want to stay connected with him and be part of his sexual experience and be there for him as he brings himself to orgasm. And this is a really vulnerable thing to do as a couple, but it's also a really powerful tool to share intimacy, to get more information about how he likes to touch himself. And it also can just be really hot to be watched while you're stroking yourself, and he may get off on you witnessing him. And, you know, you can also send him out of the room and say, go take care of your own needs, I'm not in the mood. And give him permission to masturbate so he doesn't feel guilty about doing that. But if you can invite him to stay in bed with you and share that experience in whatever way, you'll find that you'll feel more connected afterwards and he'll have the benefit of you being part of his orgasm and not feeling so alone in that moment.
You can also exaggerate the watching part and have him on the other side of the room. You can create a game with it, you know, really focus on the watching, or as Chris was saying, focus more on being with him, close to him, touching him, but not necessarily focusing on his dick. Let him do that. It's just about being together with him, intimate with him, honoring his sexuality and his desire and saying you want to be a part of it, but you have boundaries and limits that you want to honor that evening.
Totally. And part of your question was that when you push him away, he feels rejected and avoids you. And, you know, I think the effect of saying no to a partner can often translate as making his desire wrong or making him wrong for initiating sex when you're not in the mood. And what we want to do more in relationships is create a culture where initiating sex is a good thing and having desire for you is a good thing and honoring the full range of our sexual experience together. So, yeah, it can go a really long way towards honoring his desire and kind of validating him as a sexual being if you're willing to participate, even in the smallest way, as he pleasures himself and takes care of his own sexual needs in that moment.
So another option, if you're in the mood for this, is to have him straddle you while you're lying on the bed, and he could put his cock between your breasts and simulate fucking with your breasts. And if you have smaller breasts, he can still be above you, straddling you and masturbating while you're watching and being a part of it.
That can be hot for a lot of guys. You know, it's a little bit intense to have a penis thrusting in between your cleavage, but it's something to try. And some women actually really get off on it. And it's a way of, you know, letting him enjoy your breasts. And really, no matter what size your boobs are, if you kind of push them together and smush them up, it can give him enough stimulation with the soft folds of your breasts to get off, and then allow him to ejaculate somewhere on your chest or maybe even in your mouth if you're up for it. But that's something you can do even if you're tired and just want to lie still, kind of.
Right. I definitely know a lot of couples that is their go-to, you know, after they have kids and the wife is the partner is totally exhausted, and it's a very intimate act. Where he is getting his needs met, and it's really low effort for her, but it's still interesting, and you can really look up and look at each other. It's very intimate.
Yeah, and with all of these methods, we want to encourage you, the women in the relationship, to take the opportunity to eroticize your partner and really take him in as a sexual being, as he's getting aroused, as he's stroking himself, as you're touching him. And allow yourself to find whatever turn on you can in that moment by witnessing your lover in their state of arousal. And who knows, you might find yourself more in the mood than you thought you were in the beginning, or you might just have the opportunity of being like, look at my hot husband, he's awesome, I'm excited to connect with him in the future. So take the opportunity to really honor his sexuality and his sexual desire and explore one of these alternatives to being penetrated for intercourse. Now, we set up that first scenario as, you know, he's really raring to go, you're not so in the mood. What if you are in the mood for intimacy, but not really for full intercourse? Here are some suggestions for that scenario.
You can always ask him to pleasure you without there being the promise of intercourse. He can massage you, he can give you oral sex, or use his hands to create pleasure and orgasm in your body, and then you can also just leave it there. Thank you so much, dear. I'll get you another moment. So it is an option for you to experience pleasure and for that to be the whole sexual experience for that day. I think sometimes people say no to sex because they don't want to experience intercourse, but there are several other sexual acts they'd be open to. So give yourself permission to request that in your relationship and have a broader definition of what sex and intimacy looks like for you guys. Sometimes you just might be so tired that you are up for connecting in some way, but you would love to be tended to, nourished, taken care of, made to feel good. A massage is an incredible tool to use in these sorts of moments. If your partner has more energy and excitement for giving, then it is great for him to take that on and to give you a massage. That can be a 5-minute back massage, butt massage, or it can be, you know, half an hour, depending on how much juice he has. Receiving massage is an incredible way to decrease the stress that you're feeling, to increase the intimacy that you're experiencing together, and to begin to feel pleasure in your body, even when you don't feel up for intercourse.
Right, because you might not be in the mood simply because you're stressed out. And this is actually, I think, the public enemy number one of sexual desire right now in our culture is stress. When you're stressed out, it's impossible to feel aroused. And you might find that after 5 or 10 minutes of massage that's super effective in relaxing away your stress, bringing you back into your body, increasing intimacy with your partner, you just might find that you're in the mood for sex or that you can go further with intimacy than you thought you could. we kind of consider butt massage to be the ultimate foreplay technique. And you can say to your partner ahead of time, you know, I'd love to receive a massage. I don't know if I'll be in the mood or not afterwards. Let's check in. So, you know, he's not expecting the massage to be foreplay every time. But really definitely explore couples massage as a way of connecting intimately with your lover for all of those moments when you're just too stressed out to get in the mood for sex. We have an entire video series, The Pleasure Mechanics Guide to Couples Massage, and it breaks it down into really easy to learn, effective techniques, and we give you sequences that are effective in just 5 minutes because we know that people are stressed out. We know your time is precious, and we have found again and again that even 5 minutes of massage can totally change the way your body is feeling and be super effective in eliminating stress and bringing you back to an open, relaxed, spacious sensation in your body.
It literally changes the chemistry of your body in 5 minutes. It's incredible.
Yeah, and bonus is that massage is super healthy for you. Sharing 5 minutes of massage with your partner a few times a week will go a long way towards increasing your overall health, improving your immune system, and preventing diseases. So you're actually going to like invest in the long-term relationship by supporting one another's health through the power of massage.
Yeehaw!
Amen. If you can't tell, we are huge massage advocates, and it's something in our own relationship we share constantly. Charlotte and I give each other little massages throughout the day, every day, and I really think it's one of the most amazing, powerful tools to have in your relationship, which is why we made the video, and it's why we're
such intense advocates for this. I mean, sometimes I think about the world, if everyone got 5 minutes of massage a day, what a different world it would be. I mean, it just lights me up to think about it. And I think people really don't understand that 5 minutes makes such a freaking difference. And I wish people would try it. And that's why we put them on all of our guides, because we know people are busy. But yeah, try it. Try it, try it, try it.
And if you're too tired for massage even, then go for cuddles. You know, it's really easy if you're super exhausted at the end of the day and one of you is in the mood for intimacy. Just get naked together and put your bodies up against each other. Do
touch,
some spooning, you know, just kind of nuzzle into one another. And a few minutes of naked cuddles. And, you know, we say naked, if you want to have clothes on, fine. Naked is better, more skin-to-skin contact. But cuddling can actually go a long way towards keeping your relationship warm, so it's easier to get hot when you're in the mood. And I'll say that again because it's really important. It's very hard to go from totally cold to steaming hot. And if you haven't touched your lover all week long and you're rushing around and barely kissing each other goodbye, then your relationship goes cold. And what we're trying to encourage you to do is use all of these techniques to keep your relationship warm so that when you are in the mood, it's much easier to get hot. So think of it as keeping your relationship on a slow simmer and then being able to bring it up to a boil when the time is right. So cuddling, kissing, touching, sharing massage, all of these techniques will keep you in a much warmer place with your lover.
I love that point. It's a major piece that I feel really committed to, this piece of using massage or using just touch to think of warming up the relationship. It makes so much sense.
Right, and you know, part of why you got into this field in the first place, Charlotte, is you are a massage therapist, and you were seeing people who, men specifically, who are coming in to see you as a massage therapist because they hadn't been touched by their wife in 10, 15, 20 years.
Right, like literally no touch whatsoever. Yeah, it was really intense because, I was aware that both the men weren't being touched, but neither were the women.
Right.
And it's unsustainable. I mean, you know, these people loved their partners, but the women just weren't interested in touch anymore at all.
Yeah, I think it's really, really essential to recognize human touch is a biological need. It's right up there with food and water and fresh air and shelter. You know, babies in orphanages often perish if they're not touched, even if all their other needs are provided for. And adults are no different. We need touch. And study after study shows that this is a medical need. And if you go too long without touch, the body starts reacting with all sorts of stress hormones and chronic illnesses. And in this culture, you know, we're not a very touchy, lovey-dovey culture anymore, which is a subject for a whole nother episode. But most of us are only touched by our lover and maybe a close friend and maybe a family member. But really, your lover is the primary person you're being touched by. And so whether or not you're in the mood for sex in any given moment, if your lover initiates an intimate moment with you, try to go beyond the immediate reaction of just pushing him away and embrace touch, touch in any form. And everything we've covered in this podcast is really about touch. Cuddling, massage, allowing him to masturbate while you watch and touch the rest of his body, giving him hand jobs. These are all forms of touch, from, you know, the sensual to the more erotic, that go a huge long way towards meeting all of our needs for intimacy, human touch, and physicality with our lover. So what we want you to take away from this podcast is honoring the fact that penetration and intercourse are really advanced sex acts that require a lot of warm-up, a lot of time, a lot of foreplay, a lot of arousal, and sometimes you're simply just not in the mood for intercourse. And that needs to be respected and honored, and you should never have sex, intercourse, when you're not in the mood. But what you can do is find alternatives and find other ways of touching one another that satisfy that need for intimacy and bring you closer as a couple, so you're not alienating your partner, but rather warming up the relationship, strengthening the intimacy, and honoring his need for sexual pleasure, and also honoring your own needs.
Your own needs and boundaries, which is essential.
And when you are in the mood for sex, hopefully you'll then have a much warmer relationship, you'll have much more intimacy built between you, so your own sexual needs can get met. And we want to encourage everyone, men and women, no matter what your sexual orientation, to really start developing the voice to ask for specifically what you are craving in any given moment. And then as lovers, be able to negotiate and communicate and go back and forth and say, hell yeah, I'm up for that. Or, well, that's feeling a little much for me right now. How about we do this instead? Or, you know, sweetie, I'm just really not in the mood, but that's awesome that you are. Do you want to take care of yourself while I watch? You know, there's all of these responses instead of just pushing someone away and be like, oh, no, honey, I can't even think about that right now. Even if it's just a few minutes of naked cuddling, there are always options for choosing intimacy with your lover. So over at our website, pleasuremechanics.com, you'll find 8 video guides covering erotic touch skills like hand jobs and fingering that we mentioned, and also 4 video guides on couples massage. So you can experience a huge range of awesome, pleasurable touch with your partner. And as a listener of Speaking of Sex podcast, we'd like to offer you 20% off any of those download-to-own video guides. Simply enter the promo code SPEAKINGOFSEX, all one word, on the second page of checkout, and you'll receive 20% off your video guide.
You can submit a question to be answered on this podcast by visiting pleasuremechanics.com and looking for the Ask Us Anything page, or by calling us at 302-IN-TOUCH. You can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers!